Hello and welcome back to Birthday Skin. I am Amy.
And I am Charlie, the Aero Mousse Eater.
I love an Aero Mousse.
Honestly, it's so good.
But I do eat it in like 3 spoonfuls.
Well, I'm eating like small little mouthfuls, but I was just thinking about when I was a kid and I used to get them and I used to eat a few mouthfuls so there was space in the tub and then I'd mix it really fast so it turned into like a gloop.
Oh, more like a whipped.
Yeah.
I do enjoy that.
Yeah, it's delicious. Well, anyway, I'd just like to congratulate the listeners, Ames, for surviving the last episode.
Yeah, it was a bit of a slog, wasn't it? Well, I think we'd...
A bit of a slog, some may say.
Oh, very relevant. We'd had quite a bit of wine, hadn't we?
Yeah, it was... It's not the case this time. I'm actually afraid of wine now because every time I drink some, I cry because if anyone saw my Instagram, my dog actually died a couple of weeks ago, which I'm really sad about still. But I just can't drink alcohol because within 10 minutes of the first sip, I'm crying. But because of that, I do have an update. I went to the Everyman yesterday. We decided to go bougie on the cinema. And we went to see that everything all the time.
What?
Oh my God, I'm going to have to find it because this is not fair that I'm butchering somebody's artwork. Everything, Everywhere, All at Once. And it's this film. It was quite weird. It was very weird, actually. I kind of didn't really get it, but Alex loved it.
Was it as weird as Midsommar?
Weirder.
What? No. No.
It wasn't, but that was weird, like a murder, weird cultural mashup. But this was like a multiverse weird. Anyway, I actually did have a glass of wine and then I started to feel sad and I was like, great, well, that was stupid. But the film was like keeping my mind occupied. So I was like, oh, I want another drink, but I don't want anything that's like alcoholic again. And I want something that's like a bit fancy. So I was looking at the menu and then the Everyman, it's the one where you can order and they'll bring it to you. But because the film had already started, I had to leave. So that I knew the film was really long. It was like 2 hours, 20 minutes or something preposterous. And basically I'd got to the point where I'd seen the advert for the Clean Co gin and tonic that they played it before. And I was like, oh, maybe I should have one of those. And I was like, no, I'll have a wine. I'll be fine. And then halfway through the film, I was like, I want a Clean Co gin and tonic. But because the film was so complex and so confusing, I was like, Alex actually said to me at one point, he was like, I really need a wee, but I know that you're not going to be able to explain to me what's happened in the film while I've been gone. Cause it's just so, it was barbaric. Anyway, I was like, right, I'm going to go and get it. So I went, ordered this Clean Co gin and tonic and I was like, oh my God, this is really delicious. So I was just like taking my time, sipping, walking back to the film. And then as I got to the door, everyone started walking out. I was like, oh, I missed the end.
Was it worth it?
Yeah, it was. And long story short, it's really delicious and it genuinely tastes like gin. So I'm going to buy a bottle.
I do feel like as much as it comes down to the gin, it also comes down to a good tonic. Like
yeah.
You can't have a non-alcoholic gin with like a bang average tonic in.
Yeah.
The tonic needs to be, like I don't really rate tonic out of a bottle. It has to be out of a can.
Yeah. Oh, really? Even a glass bottle?
No, glass bottle fine. Yeah. Plastic bottle where you open it and close it and open it and closing it again.
Yeah, true. It was a Fever Tree one. So it was nice. But yeah, I had to sit in the empty cinema room and finish it, but it was really tasty. And then I thought to myself, I was like, oh, I bet it's just like packed full of sugar and really bad stuff. Turns out there's no added sugar. It's sugar free.
Nice.
And it didn't taste like sweeteners or anything. So it's sugar free. It's 14 calories per shot. And I think you have a 50 ml shot, so it's technically a double. And then you've got your tonic. And it was absolutely delicious. And they do a tequila version and a rum version.
Oh, yeah, and I think I might buy a bottle as well. The only thing that annoys me, which I said to you earlier, is that it's the same price as a normal bottle of gin.
Yeah, it is. But, well, it's the same price as a cheap bottle of gin.
Yeah. Well, it's £20. You can get quite a lot of gin.
No, it's cheaper if you get it on Amazon and if you get it in Sainsbury's, it's on offer at the minute, I think. So it's like £12.
Oh, that's not too bad.
Yeah, but it's not an ad, but it's absolutely delicious. I would highly recommend.
Nice.
I'm actually quite sad. I went to Sainsbury's about 10 minutes ago and I wish I'd bought some.
Well,
instead I bought an Aero yogurt pot.
I'm jealous.
Yeah. Anyway, what have you been up to?
Not a lot. I was in Liverpool at the weekend. Liverpool? I was in Liverpool.
Who'd you go to see?
Went to see Mahalia. Oh my gosh, she was incredible. It was probably one of the best gigs I've been to in ages.
She's got such a stunning voice.
She's just so cool. Like, mm-hmm. she's just, everything she did, I was like, you're so cool. And it was really good. But, right, I know you'll find this funny. So, do you remember a few weeks ago, I mentioned it on the last episode that we recorded in the studio. So not the last episode, I think it was the one before. Do you remember I got mugged off on Depop for that concealer?
Yeah. Don't tell me right. I arrived.
No. So this happened months ago. This was in January this all happened, right? Get a notification today, randomly, you have received some feedback. And I think, what? I've not bought anything in ages. So I look on it and it's this concealer girl.
No.
She's left me feedback. Bearing in mind, I left her feedback when it all happened. I left her a 1-star and just literally just said like, well, of course I'm gonna.
Yeah.
I left her 1-star and I was like,
I'm only laughing because it's you.
Left her 1-star and I was like, item never arrived. She ignored all my messages. I had to get a refund through PayPal. She left me a review 3-4 months down the line with 3 stars and just put meh. What have I done wrong? I messaged her. I'm not even joking. I messaged her putting... Because this was a...
Meh.
9 o'clock this morning this was. Sad cow. I messaged her, put in, okay, ... laughing face, and then I put, that's really weird behaviour.
That's really weird
behaviour. It is. And now... my Depop... My Depop rating has gone from 5-star to 4.8.
Can I publicly see that yet?
Yeah, wait. You'd be able to.
Oh,
and
my
genuinely,
God.
Genuinely.
What's your username, Wallamy?
I think it's just, let me find it. I follow you on it anyway, so you'll be able to get me. It's just Amy Wall.
Amy Wall.
Fucking meh.
Oh, my God, you're the only at Amy Wall. Sold. Oh, it's not shown up.
Receive. No, oh, not receive, purchased. Sorry. Purchase.
What the fuck? That is so weird.
I don't understand.
I've just seen your review. Nightmare, to be honest. Accepted the sale before I bought the item, but then was really unresponsive and lied about when the item was shipped. Over 6 weeks after purchasing, I finally received a refund from PayPal. Meh.
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 If you're gonna, like, just being like,
what a weirdo.
Be inventive, you know.
Yeah. That's and so funny.
Why is she giving me 3 stars?
Yeah.
Give me 1 star, I don't fucking bother. What's the point?
Sorry, that's really tickled me. That's hilarious. Amy!
What?
We didn't say.
What?
When I got stopped at the train station.
Go on.
So, I had a moment of fame. Oh, God, it was quite emotional. It actually wasn't. I was hungover and I looked like an absolute arsehole, but...
I hope they bloody knew which one you were.
I don't think she did because I was stood waiting for the train and I'd seen this girl in Brett and I don't think she was looking at me, but I clocked her, which was quite weird anyway. Then I got to the train platform and I was just stood there waiting for the train and she came up and she went, hi, sorry, excuse me. I don't mean to be weird, but are you birthday skin? She definitely didn't know which one it was, but I don't care. It's really sweet. And I was like, yeah, I am. Oh, my God. And she was like, oh, my God. So anyway... Thanks, that was really cute and really sweet of you, and no one's done that before. So they've done it to you, haven't they, Ames? You guys. You said somebody had spoken to you. But maybe, it was really cute, and I felt famous for like 3 seconds, and then I realised I was stood on a platform with people looking at me like, are we supposed to know who you are?
Yeah. Are you famous?
Yeah. But then also, everybody now thinks my name's Birthday Skin. Are you Birthday, birthday Skin? Skin?
You are Birthday Skin.
Well, I'm Charlie.
Yes.
And you're Amy.
Ugly ratty girl on platform, Charlie, not Amy.
Pretty Amy's... trendy girl on the train, Amy.
I'm the glam... No, I'm joking. I'm not the glam one.
You are quite glam.
I'm the one who's got 4.8 stars on Depop. There was one other thing I wanted to talk about before we introduce the episode, like a bit of chit-chat.
Yeah.
You know how in another episode we spoke about that song where the lyrics are just bizarre?
Oh my God, yes.
There's a few more songs that I've recently listened to and I'm listening to the lyrics and I'm like, who approved this? The first one is actually, right, it's a song that is actually number one in my on repeat Spotify at the minute. So although there's a lyric, that's ridiculous.
Yeah, I love the stupid lyric. I love the song. It's just such a dumb lyric. Makes me laugh.
It's Shakira, Whenever, Wherever.
Is it the lucky for my breasts are small and humble?
Lucky that my breasts are small and humble so you don't confuse them with mountains. It's such a good song. Anyway, that was the one that I'm a bit like, what? And then the second one, right, is a song that me and my friends have always kind of like sung it and like it's a proper tune. But then the more I think about what it's saying, the more I'm like, you are. So I've actually discussed this with multiple people. It's a song called All Night and it's by Chance the Rapper.
All night. All night, all night, all night. That's the song that I have the weird lyrics.
Not quite what I'm talking about. So the one I'm on about where it's like, all night I'm drinking, all night I'm drinking, all night I'm drinking, all night, all night I'm drinking, all night. That one. And in it, one of the lyrics is literally, da-na-na-na, da-na-na-na, she a fart on the seat, and like, Me and some of my gal pals were kind of dissecting this song and we were like, he's talking about his ex-girlfriend. Is he literally calling her a fart on the seat? Like, you're a fart. Like,
she gone farted on the seat, yeah. No, I think it's that she farted on the seat.
Yeah, I think we got to that and we actually Googled the lyrics and it says something like, my ex-girl, she a fart, like, she a fart on the seat. But it's like, imagine your ex fella writing a song, and you having a bit of a verse in it, like he's dissing you, and he literally is like, she farted on the seat. You'd literally
be like, there's so many other bad things about me I'd rather you say than that.
That's just like, it's embarrassing. Like, so you know what? I'm right, about to Chance. Say the same thing to Chance the Rapper is to... be more inventive. If you're gonna insult somebody, you need to get better at it.
Sorry, I'm not over the meh. I'm not.
She a fart on the seat. Anyway, can I just please go back to my point before?
Yes.
Another lyric.
Right. Another one.
Right. I am not actually gonna say what the lyric is. I'm just gonna kind of, I can't really remember the full thing. It's Neo. And it's, I think it's Sexy Love, but it's like, sexy love, all the things you do,
oh baby,
keep
baby.
Me strong, keep me running back to you, oh baby, I love making love to you, baby, sexy love. There's a lyric in that where it starts off by saying something like a volcano, and you feel free to go and look at what it's saying, because imagine 13, 14 year old me singing that song being like, sexy love, and then that lyric comes on.
Right. I just put Neo like into Google and the first thing is like a volcano. Mm. So one. Oh my God. Oh.
I know.
It's literally the first thing. Yeah. I feel you. That is a explicit lyric. Also, wait, when did that come out? Sexy love for the things you do. 2000. Oh, 2006. That meant you were in year five.
2006. I was genuinely 10 years old.
Oh my God, I was in year eight. That's still bad. Did you watch the Joe Lycett thing just before we restart?
Yeah.
Two tomatoes.
Cucumber.
Apple. That's
miss
it.
You. Who is the woman?
Catherine Zeta-Jones. Just got to play this again.
Lunchtime on set. Olive oil. Balsamic vinegar. My tin of tuna.
Tuna.
Oh, yeah, the tin of tuna. How did we forget?
Cucumber.
That's the way that he looks away, the way she does.
That's it.
Miss you.
I miss you.
It's just so good. It's just so good.
So, I hope you enjoyed hearing what was going on in Neo's mind whilst 10-year-old me was dancing innocently to it. I mean, to be fair, the song is called Sexy Love. I can't believe I was 10 when that came out.
Yeah, no, that's the worst thing. Sometimes I'd think of lyrics today and I think of my 6-year-old cousin dancing around to them and I'm like, oh my God.
I remember finding a video of my niece when she was about 8 years old and it was a Christmas dance. It started off with like Jingle Bells and like the song went into, and she's dancing to it. There's like a TikTok dance to it, obviously. 8-year-old niece, the song. So it's like bells. It's like, na, na, na. All you ladies pop your pussy like this. Shake your body, don't stop, don't miss. And I'm literally like this. Oh my God. But I said to her, when I pulled her up on it, I went, what's that song, Amelia? And she was like, oh, I don't know. It was just trending on TikTok. And I was like, oh, right, okay. I was like, maybe your mummy should do a bit more research on what you do in your spare time. Right, we really need to get to the point because we said we didn't want to chat loads of shit. And how far in are we?
Too far.
We're 26 minutes in and we've not even mentioned what the episode is going to be about. So, yeah, long story short, we decided that the last episode was just us rambling. So we wanted to do something short and snappy for this one, which hasn't been successful. So we thought we would do something. We thought we'd try and find something that's a little bit questionable and look at the pros and cons and look at what it actually is. So speaking of TikTok, we've seen a trend going around quite a lot called slugging.
The end. Thank you for listening to Birthday Skin.
Slugging, which actually is quite relevant to
log.
It's quite relevant to last month's episode with my slug.
Snail trail.
Oh, that was snail, wasn't it? Not slug.
Yeah, how's that going?
All right, yeah, I like it.
Yeah, good. Anyway, let's not diverge again.
No, not again. So yeah, we thought we'd just kind of talk about that. Do you want to tell us what slugging is?
Yeah, so basically, I nearly said the word.
Essentially.
Basically, slugging is where you have to go to Hogwarts and then piss off Harry Potter and they'll say, 8 slugs! And then they all come out your mouth and you put them on your face. The end.
Nice.
La 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 la.
8 slugs.
8 slugs. Title of this episode.
8 slugs. Stop. That is
sorry.
So loud.
Sorry. You need to turn your volume down. Actually, no, you're right. It was loud. Basically, it's where you put a load of Vaseline all over your face and then you sleep in it. And I'm not team slug, just FYI. But that's mostly because of my skin type. So we're going to go through, well, we've obviously just touched upon what it is, but we'll go into that in a little bit more detail. Then we'll talk about the pros and the cons and whether you should do slug my bug before you go to bed.
Slug, slug, slug.
Right, let's start off by explaining how you slug. So
right.
It first came about, it was like an internet trend, wasn't it? As opposed to it being like a product that's been sold that everybody just buys and then there's loads of shit made. So you know like when hyaluronic acid was a thing and it was like hyaluronic acid because no one knew what it was and then every brand suddenly had hyaluronic acid. It's not like that. It's just the act of slugging. So basically.
Yeah. So it's Vaseline, isn't it?
Yeah. It's the act of like washing your face, doing your full skincare routine before you go to bed, and then putting an occlusive product on, which means that like it's not letting anything go in. So once you put that on, it's like a complete barrier, and nothing can get past it. So like when you use a moisturizer, it's not always fully occlusive in that it's like a layer of something that is stopping anything from penetrating your skin. But with the kind of slugging effect, it's more that you're doing it to strengthen your skin barrier and stop any like intense dryness. So we've spoken before about lip balms, and I think I spoke about Alex, my boyfriend, hates lip balms, doesn't believe in them because he thinks that they don't work and they make your lips drier. It's not that. It's just that they're not doing anything to your lips. They're just stopping anything from leaving. So they're not adding moisture. Lip balms aren't adding moisture. They're not curing anything. They're just allowing them to heal by not letting anything escape. And that's kind of what slugging is. The only thing is that it's a very thick product. And actually, it's essentially, it's Egyptian magic. You know the Egyptian, what's its actual name?
It's called Egyptian magic, isn't it?
Egyptian magic.
Oh, no, that's the brand, isn't it? I don't know. I know what you mean, though, because my thing was...
Egyptian magic cream.
I've seen it, like, the trend and stuff, and it's... Is it petroleum? Is that how you say it?
Yeah.
Petroleum jelly, which is Vaseline, which obviously is very thick.
Very thick.
I kind of looked at it, and I was like, right, So brands do, like, Kiehl's do the mask overnight that you put on, and like it's not all meant to seep in, you're meant to leave it, and and then Ren do an overnight recovery balm, which I've literally got it on now, and I'm like, well, is that slugging? Because I'm putting it on my skin and I'm not taking it off and it's not all absorbing. So like where's the line? Because like
CeraVe have just launched one. I would argue that that is slugging, but what I would also argue is that you've got the right skin type for it. So the idea is that when you have dry, flaky skin, if you slug, you're stopping anything extra from leaving, which in theory should help your skin to kind of maintain any of the moisture. So if you're using a product that is like a balm, that's not a cleansing balm that washes straight off, then yeah, I would say so, because you wouldn't put moisturizer over the top of what you've put on, would you?
No, I don't. I'd maybe put a bit of pseudo on a spot, but I would not put another product on.
Yeah, I'd say that's slugging.
Yeah, because I was looking at it and I was like, I wouldn't put Vaseline all over my face, but I do put like a barrier balm on top of my face. Like I wouldn't do it every night.
Yeah.
But I have like a massive tub of Vaseline next to my bed because I can't go to sleep with... No, not like that. I can't go to sleep with... dry lips, so like I need it, and like that I bought one so big that I can't take it out with me, because I feel like whenever I have a little tub next to my bed, I always take it out and then lose it, and then I've got no lip balm at night. So I've bought a massive one, and I get really, really awfully, I've spoken about it loads, dry hands and stuff in the winter, and I slugged on my hands. I slugged my hands and my wrists in the winter, but like I would never want that on my face.
I slugged my hands.
I just feel like I don't want it all over my pillow.
It's greasy. Like,
just the thought. See, this is where I am. I'm a bit umming and ahhing because I am a slugger, but not. I would never do it with Vaseline.
Right. I think the idea is that it's kind of petroleum based product. So Egyptian magic just has 6 ingredients, which is honey, beeswax, olive oil, royal jelly, bee pollen, and bee propolis. Propolis, I don't know what that is. But basically what that is that if you put olive oil on your face with some honey and jelly, whatever, your skin isn't going to absorb it all. It is just going to lie on top. But it's saying that it's a moisturizing product when it's not. Like, that is not moisturizing. Just an added barrier. And I think that's where people get a bit confused, because the function of it isn't to add moisture, it's to stop things from leaving. Like, I know I've said it a million times, but if you want to add moisture or you want to ensure that there's an equal balance of water and oil in your skin, that product isn't going to do either. Like, that's the important thing. And I think if you've got horrendously dry skin and you've got the right skin type for it, aka not mine, which I'll go on to in a sec, then I think fine. And I think if it works for you, then great. Like, I know, you know, when you do something on your skin and you see a product and you try it and you're like, it makes me cringe the thought of doing that or doing that again. The idea of slugging makes me cringe because I know that my skin, even though it's really dry, it's a lack of oil. And I know that even though it's so easily congested, that all this is going to do is just lock in everything that I'm trying to stop staying on my skin. And I think that's where you need to decide whether it's right for you, because it's not right for everybody. But I think if it works, great, then fine, do whatever you want to do.
I think it's really important as well to, like, if you're going to do it, make sure that your face is literally squeaky clean, because if you still have makeup or dirt on your face and then you're adding that layer where nothing can escape, like, literally it's trapped, you just, like you said, you're going to cause more congestion. And I actually read before, when I was like looking up on it, and it said kind of be careful at what products you're using when slugging, because if you're using stuff like AHAs and BHAs and then you're putting a barrier on, that's making it literally, you know, there's nowhere for it to go. Because when you put skincare on at night, you know, some might rub off onto your pillow and, like, not, I don't think it all stays on your skin, does it? Like, But if you're adding, no, I've never really thought about it like that. But then also it mustn't do, because then why would slugging be a thing?
Yeah, that's true.
And if you're using these ingredients that are quite harsh and, you know, quite strong, and then you're adding that barrier to, like, lock it in, you might get different, more intense results.
Yeah, that's so true.
So I feel like be careful.
Yeah.
And maybe use it with more hydrating ingredients like hyaluronic acid or stuff like that, rather than something really harsh that, like, my skin, I use the Ren exfoliator, the purple one, TK Maxx find that you actually found for me. Thank you.
Mwah.
I use that, and sometimes I'll have used it and be like, I probably shouldn't have used that today because I feel like I've now over exfoliated, which I think might be a good episode later on down the line, because I feel like there's a very fine line between healthy exfoliation and then over exfoliation, because I feel like I've crossed it quite a few times. I don't even know where I was going with that point.
No, I think it's more that basically, I think if you've got skin concerns, there's much better ways of dealing with them than slugging. And I think if you have dry skin, remember that there's a difference between dry and dehydrated. If your skin is dry, it's because there's a lack of oil, so you need lipids. If your skin is dehydrated, it means that there's no water in it, so you need to get water in there, or at least help to attract the water that's in your body using a humectant like hyaluronic acid. So that would be the first two things that I would look at. But also, if you have dry skin, you're also prone to congestion, because I've realized that all of my acne stems from having dry skin that hasn't been exfoliated, because all of the dry skin cells are staying around and they can't get rid of themselves. So I have to get rid of them by using AHAs and BHAs, which breaks the bonds between the dead skin cells and allows them to actually leave. So that's what's going to make my skin so much less congested, literally just by exfoliating. So dry skin is either using a serum or an exfoliator to solve that problem. And if you've got really oily skin, I don't understand why you would want to slug to try and help your barrier, because the overstimulation of oil on your skin is actually really good for your barrier. And they do say that people with oilier skin are the ones that age better, because their skin is able to kind of stay more supple. It's not going to get to the point where it's all like decrepit and like, bah, I can't function anymore. So even though it's annoying that maybe you look shiny all the time, you're already in a good position to have like a healthy skin barrier. Like, nothing's going to leak and nothing's going to get through it, in terms of kind of transepidermal water loss, which causes dehydration in your skin by not having a barrier that can keep the water in. So I think it might be, I personally can't think of a situation where I'd be like, yes, I need to shove a load of really thick product on my skin. However, some people must feel like it's the right thing to do. There's somebody that we follow that's done it in the past and kind of raved about it on Instagram. And I've been a bit like, oh, I wish you wouldn't do that, because I feel like there's going to be loads of people that are really easily influenced by you that are just going to go and start shoving stuff on their skin and then wonder why they've got really bad breakouts. And I think when I was researching slugging, obviously for the purposes of this, there were so many people on TikTok that, yes, were posting about it and being like, this has saved my skin. But there were so many people that were like, this has completely fucked up my skin, like giving me really, really bad acne. And it makes sense. Like, you're just messing around with your skin barrier, and if you don't need it and your skin's fine as it is, then great. But don't look at something that's going online going, oh yeah, well, this has made my skin perfect, because one, you don't know all the other products that they're using, and two, if you've really got skin that's that bad, you should be going to see somebody professional to help. Go and speak to somebody like Leonie, who can do a consultation and figure out why your skin's so bad before you start putting jelly on your face. Go find an esthetician, a dermatologist, go and speak to your doctor if it's something that's really, really bothering you and you can't do anything about it and you can't afford to go and speak to somebody that charges kind of £50 an hour or whatever. So yeah, I just think I obviously have a thing against slugging. I'm not team slug my bug. But again,
no, you're
I
not
think,
really one for the slugging or the snails.
I just think keep it simple. Like, we've both got to the point where we understand our skin. We understand what we need to do with it. And I think if you can't get to that point, it's only really a point of professional help that I think will help you understand what's going on there. Because I think it's through us researching and understanding like the processes of our skin that's allowed us to be a little bit like, eh, I would look at slugging like through a lens of, I understand how my skin's going to react to that on like a very cellular level.
Yeah, I mean, I think my stance on it is your kind of traditional slugging that you've seen on TikTok with Vaseline, I would not do. But then am I contradicting myself because I have done it on my hands before?
No.
But then I think your hands is very different to your
face.
Very
different.
Like, the skin on your hands is a lot like thinner, isn't it? And the skin on my face would never get as dry as it would be. So basically what I'm trying to say is I would use it in extremely like rare cases where I'm like intensely dry, not dehydrated. It's dry and it is painful.
Yeah.
So like I've used it before on my eyelids. You remember that winter where my eyelids were horrific and I looked like I had pink eye? Awful. But I would never, you know, kind of extend the area and use it all over my whole face.
Yeah.
But then at the same time, I do have overnight balms and overnight hydration masks that I really like, but
no, they don't contain jelly though. Like this royal jelly is what I'm guessing is a fancy sounding version of, let me Google royal jelly, is petroleum jelly. Like it's the same royal jelly. Let's have a look. Royal jelly is, it's a milky secretion produced by worker honeybees. It typically contains about 60 to 70% water, 12 to 15% proteins, 10 to 16% sugar, 3 to 6% fats, and 2 to 3% vitamins. Don't confuse royal jelly with bee pollen, beeswax, bee venom, or propolis. Royal jelly is used for symptoms of menopause. It's also used for diabetes, premenstrual syndrome, obesity, and many other conditions, but there's no good scientific evidence to support these. So I don't know if you can eat it, but yeah, I think the thing is that it's not providing any of that kind of moisturizing benefit that you'll be getting from other ingredients that are in that product that you've used, like the overnight masks and that sort of thing.
I think the point that you said before is actually really like good, where you said like somebody can be like claim to say, this was amazing for me, it really worked. But they're not just using that. They'll be using loads of other stuff that they know works for them as well.
Yeah, they've probably just started exfoliating for the first time when they've had really bad acne.
Yeah, I wouldn't slug with Vaseline all over my face. But I would make an exception if my eyes or my hands or say around my mouth or my nose were really dry in the winter. but yeah. I wouldn't use it unnecessarily.
You know what, actually? I feel like I've been a little bit hypocritical. I know for a fact that in really cold conditions before, I think I was skiing or I was working outside. I can't remember which it was, but it was snowing. And I was wearing a scarf, but the scarf I had to keep pulling up over my face because it was so cold. And it got to the point where the material rubbing against my chin hurt so bad that I was like, I have to put something on it. And I used Vaseline and I put a really thick layer over it. And it helped with kind of like the friction not kind of rubbing against my skin. I remember vividly doing that, actually. It was when I was skiing. And I remember just being like, this is so painful, but I can't take the scarf or the snood down because otherwise it's way too cold. So I feel like in those situations, I'm just like, I need something that's actually going to protect my skin from friction or something that's actually already quite painful that's not to do with trying to get rid of dry skin or kind of cure a skin problem. But yeah,
I think that's it.
Has its
I'm
time
not against,
and its place.
I'm not against the idea of it. I just think don't do it and then expect it to be a miracle worker. Like, do it for the right reasons and no, like, do it. Like, I mean, just try it if you want it. If it works, it works. If it doesn't, it doesn't.
Yeah, I think you're right. I think that's fair. And I also think when you read articles on like Elle or Birdie or Refinery29 or whatever, they're all very complementary of something, and they don't often share the side that is like a professional point of view. We are clearly not professionals, but I at least have seen professionals talking about it and know that it's probably not the best thing for everybody to do. So that's what slugging is. That's who should and shouldn't do it, and that's the purpose for it. And I think if you're worried about your skin barrier, you're worried about dry skin, dehydrated skin, flaky skin, have a look into the different things that you can do maybe before you slug. And I almost guarantee you that you would find a better mask to use as opposed to slugma bug all over your face.
I think the appeal of slugging as well might be because Vaseline is incredibly cheap.
Yes. And it makes you look glowy. I can imagine that if I went and put a load on my face and then wiped it off with, you know, like a muslin cloth or something, I would look pretty glowy after it. But the thing is as well, it's quite hard to wash that kind of thing off. Like, it's supposed to be water repellent. That's the idea of it, really.
It's not something I'd want sat on my face all day.
Yeah. Like, how do you know you're getting it all off?
I don't know. I think the conclusion of this is it has its time and its place. Mm-hmm. But don't
expect it to cure.
Don't
miracles.
Expect it to, yeah, it's not going to change your life, I don't think.
Yeah, yeah.
And kind of be aware what it's for. It's not adding anything, it's just stopping other things. So you can't just use that on its own if you did want to try it and expect it to be amazing, because it's not actually adding anything.
Yeah, exactly. I wonder who did it the first time and was just like, oh my God, now the whole world is going to slug.
Well, when I think about it, when I put it on my eyes, that was a good, like, 5 years ago. Like, I'm not saying I started the trend or anything, but...
Yeah, I was 12 when I put it on my chin.
I don't think it's new.
It says that the origin of slugging is not certain. But also, it's gross that it's called slugging. Like,
I know.
Awful. Awful. Anyway, Ames, we'll be back next month with an ep. We don't know what we're going to do yet, do we, actually? We were having a discussion saying we needed a brainstorm. So if anybody's got any questions or topics that they would like us to dive into, then get in touch at birthday.skin.
Ridiculous articles that you may have seen.
Yes, this is one thing that I actually am really like keen for us to go into, because I think we've touched upon almost everything. And like we've said before, we're not experts, and I only dare to imagine some of the mistakes that we might have made in the past from understanding how things work or how a product works or whatever. But we obviously always claim that if you need professional help, then first of all, we always say go to Lee and A, because I personally think they're fabulous and they really help me understand my skin. But second of all, I think there's still the one thing that we always set out to do with Birthday Skin was to kind of debunk myths because of marketing, like all the jargon and all the shit. Like, it's funny seeing some of the stuff that comes out, but it's also, I just find it quite scary. I was having this conversation. I'm actually launching a new podcast soon called The Listen, and it's basically a podcast where every episode is different, but I'm speaking to people that are either experts, professionals, like obsessives within that space. And I decided to speak to Megan at Lianne about retinols. And we were having the conversation around how I worry how precious the skin is in terms of how much you have to look after it, how badly things can go wrong, and yet how uneducated everybody is, and not our fault, but how uneducated everybody is about caring for your skin and making sure it's healthy and doing the right thing, because it's literally our biggest organ. And you fuck up for 20 years, it's like a compounding effect that if you're not wearing SPF, we know what happens and it's not nice. But I think there's so many like jargony, marketing-y things out there that leaves people confused and they end up doing the wrong thing.
Yeah, and it's easy to fall into the mistakes, isn't it?
Yeah, yeah. So anyway, there was my I didn't mean to plug The Listen, but I am launching that soon and that's going to be quite exciting.
Nice.
So yeah, if anybody has any ideas or sees funny articles, etc., do send them, or any funny trends, we would love to debunk them in next month's episode.
We will. I am tired.
Yeah, it's a Monday evening in Little Birthday Skin World right now as we are recording. So I'm going to go and run a bath. I'm going to watch The Staircase, and I'm not going to slug my bug.
No, I'm going to make a hot chocolate and have either a tea cake or a ginger biscuit.
A tea cake as in a Tunnocks tea cake or a bread?
No, always Tunnocks. I normally have one a day and I've not had one today.
I need
my tea cake fix.
Well, you enjoy your tea cake and I'll enjoy my bath. And we shall speak to you soon.
Bye-bye.
Love you. Bye.
Bye.